Greetings, sisters. Sister Amen from DontPerish.com. Hey, the other day I did an audio and I read scripture verses about good because I was reading in Genesis, the creation and how God made everything and it was good. Well, it was very good, actually. And so I went through and I read, a bunch of scripture verses on good. And then I was thinking about, you know, there's always the opposite there. So I thought I would read some scripture verses and I looked up not good. So most of these are things that we don't want to be doing because it's not good. So we're going to start with this. This part is good though. What God ended up doing. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." So it wasn't good that he was alone, but wow, look what God did. He made woman for man. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, and I think probably all the rest of these are not good. Exodus 18:17. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." Yes, yeah, so we don't want to be doing not good things. 1 Samuel 26:16. "This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because you have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the cruse of water that was at his bolster." 2 Samuel 17:7. "And Hushai said unto Absalom, The counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time." So we see some bad counsel being given there. Job 24:21. "He evil entreateth the barren that beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow." Psalms 36:4. "He deceiveth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil." So each one of these gives us a lesson of what we ought not to be doing. Psalm 53:3. "Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Proverbs 16:29. "A violent man entice his neighbor and leadeth him in the way that is not good." Proverbs 17:26. "Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity." Proverbs 18:5. "It is not good to accept the person of the wicked to overthrow the righteous in judgment." Proverbs 19:2. "Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth." Proverbs 20:23. "Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good." Proverbs 24:23. "These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment." Proverbs 25:27. "It is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search for their own glory is not glory." Proverbs 28:21. "To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that a man will transgress." Ecclesiastes 6:3. "If a man beget 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he hath no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he." Isaiah 65:2. "I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts." Yeah, we definitely don't want to be walking after our own thoughts or our ways, which we seem is right, but it's not in the eyes of God. Ezekiel 36:31. "Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations." And I have four more in the New Testament. Matthew 3:10. "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Matthew 5:13. "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Yeah, that one's not good. It's good for nothing. Matthew 7:19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the last one here for today, Romans 3:12. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And I'm paging back through here. Where's the other one we just saw that said there is none that doeth good, no, not one? Yeah, Psalm 53:3, we just read that. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Yep, and let's read Romans 13:12 again. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Yeah, we don't want to be doing not good. We want to make sure we're doing good. So hopefully that was edifying to you. And let's see what might be the next set of verses next time, Lord willing, if I get the day. All right. I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.